Welcome to Divine You, the podcast. My name is Johanna. I'm so excited, so thrilled, so happy that you are here with me today in the newest episode of Divine You. And this is all about you becoming an energetic match for your desires, your dreams, your visions, your goals. And I'm going to give you three life-changing ideas, transformations that will change how easy it is for you to become an energetic match for your desires. This will help you to shift your energy towards your dreams and your goals, and it will change the way you it will just change your energy in a positive way and will move you towards your desires. So maybe you want to take a pen and a paper or your journal, because there are probably going to be insights that you want to write down. And yeah, just contemplate this episode as well, because there's so much goodness in it, and it will definitely help you to move closer to what you want. And this is a bit of a next level conversation about energetic work. This is not just a basic conversation. This is really like for people who already have like self-awareness, that are already transformed a lot, that are very aware of themselves and already have reflected a lot and changed a lot. So this is probably you, because otherwise you wouldn't be in this episode. I just want to say it because there's a lot to it, but I know for people who would just start this whole journey of self-development, this might be a hard episode. That then if you're just like really new, just listen to it, just receive it, see what you understand, see what clicks with you, and also listen to some other episodes just to get an understanding. And yeah, you will get it. If you're here and you listen to it, you will get it and you will understand it, I'm sure, and you will take something with you which is of immense value for you. So there are two things I want to share with you, and those two things are changes that you could take to move closer to your desires. And the first thing is to change or re-examine your real thoughts. So what do I mean by that? To examine your thoughts. What I've experienced in the past and with my clients and with myself is then when we start to manifest something, when we start to move closer, or we have a desire, let's make it simple. I have a desire. I want something in my life. I want money, for example, or a partner, a relationship. I want something. I have a desire. And then the work is to already visualize that desire, to already see it, feel it, sense it, touch it in your mind, in your visualization. But the thing is, what we often do wrong is that we don't fully tap into the right way of thinking. And I have a couple of examples for you to help you with that. So, for example, if you want to manifest money and you see yourself having money, you see yourself spending money and everything like that, but you also try to find the right thoughts that you would have when you are living this life with all the money that you have, it often goes like that. The thought that I'm going to have when I live this life is, I'm rich, I have so much money, I'm a millionaire, whatever. And this is pretty much not the thoughts that you would have if you would have that life. And this is the most craziest thing in the world. So we are not fully in the end result when we have thoughts that still include the energy of not having it. Because if I would have it right now, I wouldn't think I have so much money. Maybe I would think that, but the overall experience of my life wouldn't be that. So for example, if you have a partner in your life right now, there probably were a moment before you had the partnership, the relationship, that you probably had thoughts like, I would love to have a partner, this would be amazing. But as soon as you are in the relationship, it's not your like main thought the whole time, I've got a partner, I've got a partner, this is amazing, I've got a partner, I'm in a relationship, I'm in a relationship. This is not it. It's something else. You would think, I love this human being. He is incredible. I love his traits. I love the way he treats me. I love to create life together with him. I love to be with him. I love to wake up with him. This feels amazing. I love that we did this yesterday. I love to spend time with him. I love the way he looks at me. I love our conversations. You wouldn't think, I have a partner now. And it's the same with money. You would just think about, how can I invest my money? How can I spend it? What do I want to buy? What do I want to give? What do I want to do with it? What is the next vacation? And so on and so forth. You wouldn't think like, I have so much money, I have so much money, I have so much money. That's not it. So we actually make a mistake in our thinking there, because we still come from the energy of not having. And it comes out in some of the thoughts where we're just like, no, this is not the right thought. You would not think that. You believe now, because you don't have it yet, that this would be the thought. But if you really dive deeper and look deeper, this wouldn't be the thought. Like someone who's a millionaire probably thinks about how to become a billionaire. He is not thinking the whole time, I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire. This might be like the first couple of days, weeks, and then there's something new. So we always have a desire, and as soon as we have the desire, we are quite quickly off for the next desire. So it's like, oh, I've got the desire. What is the next thing that I want? So the truth is, it's not about what. It is not the what. It is not the what. So the money or the relationship. It's the experience of the thing that you want to attract. It's the experience. And fully being in the experience, you would think different thoughts. And as long as you still think thoughts that are not fully the end result, there's still an energetic mismatch. It is not the full manifestation. There's still the energy of, I don't have it. I don't have it. I don't have it yet. Because so many things that you once wanted and you have them now, you don't think about them any longer. You just take them for granted. And that's the same. If you would have the manifestation, you would probably take a lot for granted. And as long as you think, oh, I don't have it, I don't have it, I don't have it. Where is it? Where is it? When is it coming? You're in lack energy. You're not in the energy of it's already here. And the things that you already have, that's actually the energy. It's already here. Already got it. It's already done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So check your thoughts. This is the one thing, the first thing. Check your thoughts and just really get quite honest and clear on that. And just really maybe look at someone who already has what you have and what you want, and then see or get into their energy field and just think like, what would they think? How would they think? What would be their like most normal thoughts? And just take those. Like, okay, I want to book my next vacation. I want to do this. I want to give this amazing present to someone. And don't make thoughts where you think I would think them when I get the thing, but it is not fully true. And you can also check in with yourself with the things that you already got and just think about, how am I thinking about those things? Because this is also a good reflection on getting clear on how you're really thinking when you already got something. So this is a fun thing to really reflect on it and change it and really tune into it. The second thing that I want to share is, don't wait for evidence that your desire is coming or not coming, or that is here or not here yet. We tend to be little children that want instant gratification. I want to have the thing right now. I don't want to wait. I want to have it right now. It's like the little child in us that it's, okay, changed my thoughts. And now I want to see the result right now. And if I don't see it, I don't believe it. And I either stop doing that or I throw a tantrum. It's a little child in the supermarket. It's like, I said I want the sweet whatever. I want it. And I don't get it. And either I'm like getting angry and I'm like mad, and or I'm like, I don't get it. Then I don't want it again. I just let it be. And we sometimes are like little children. We're like, I was waiting for you, universe, and you didn't give it to me right away. So I don't believe it any longer and just stop believing at all. I will not get it. How old are you? 3? Oh, well, this is good. The universe always delivers to 3-year-old children. This is the favorite task of the universe. Oh, you're just 3? Here's the thing you really want. No, it's not working like that. So can you stay in a manifestation even though you don't get it the first time, the second time, the third time, the fourth time, the fifth time, the sixth time? Can you do that? How quickly do you get frustrated? How quickly do you want instant gratification? I want it right now. And if I don't get it, I don't believe and I don't move forward. I just stay where I am. How much stronger can you be in just staying in the thing that you want, holding the energy, just being with it, not wanting the relationship or the money or the job right away, but just staying in the energy and knowing that it has to come when you stay in the energy. It will come. It's going to come when you stay in the energy. But when you're a little child and you start to throw a tantrum and say, this is not working for me, I hate you, universe, I'm never going to do that again, I don't believe any longer, this is all bullshit, then the universe is like, okay, you don't want it, that's fine for me, you don't get it, bye. So can you be stronger than you think you are? And stay in the energy of what you want, of your desire, and know that it is coming as long as you stay in the energy. This is it. Don't stop because it's not coming right away. Don't wait for evidence to know that it is coming. When you know it is coming, it is coming. When you believe it is coming, it will come. When you just have the feeling that it's already here, it's already going to come. It's already in the field. It's already here. So don't wait for evidence. Be the evidence yourself. And be the evidence in always coming back to the energy of it's already here. It's already done. I've already done it. It's already here. It's coming. It has to come. And if it takes longer than you thought or wished for, it's okay. Because then there's still something for you to learn before you fully can attract it. This is also what I shared in the last episode. So if you didn't listen, you should listen to that because I talk about that there as well. So those are the two things I wanted to share with you. And if you reflected on that, you probably already realized something where you push away your desire or manifestation through one of those, either with like thinking thoughts that are not fully aligned with the end result, or waiting for evidence. And if you don't get the evidence, then you just stop. That's not a way. So I hope this inspired you. It definitely inspired me to do this episode. It was a lot of fun to share all of that goodness with you. I love you. I think you're incredible. I'm so happy that you're here with me and journeying with me. I send you so much love. I'm so looking forward to see you on Instagram or wherever. And if you feel a call for one-on-one coaching in German or in English, whatever you choose, whatever is your favorite language, whatever you feel most comfortable in, there's also an opportunity to work with me one-on-one. In the show notes of this episode, you will find a link and there you can book a free call with me if you feel called to do that. You're so welcome. And I'm so excited to get to know you. And this is really the one-on-one coaching. Working with me is a little bit crazy because I go very deep. It's so incredible healing and transformative because we go back and heal old childhood wounds. And then on the other hand, it's very energetic where we really work with your energy and really shifting your energy and connecting you to inner guidance and working on the energy field and that your energy field becomes a match for your dream life. That's what we are going to do together. So it's a lot of fun because it's a lot of deep healing work. And then it's also kind of lighter fun work where we're just playing with energetics and energies and changes and beliefs and thoughts and feelings and just have a lot of fun. So if you feel the call for that, it's always an epic time. So lots of love and talk to you next week. Bye bye.